Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 187. If you did not hear the previous episode, hit stop right now and go back and listen to it. Thanks. Nashville Demystified host Alex Steed joined us for a dive into the world of Nashville 80s music, and it was an absolute delight, both in having Alex as a co-host and the music that we listened to. It also ended up connecting us with some of the musicians that actually made that music and could lead to a future episode talking to them about Nashville music in the 80s. Fantastic. Exciting stuff for the future and a really pleasant time had there in the past, so please do go check it out. As for the present, let me remind you that this show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of entertainment and documentary content produced by Nashville residents for audiences anywhere and everywhere. Every show on the network is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Overcast, or wherever you like to listen. Just search for We Own This Town and everything will be revealed to you. Hit us up at weownthistown.net for details on all our shows, links to subscribe, other goodies, or find us on all the social networks as at We Own This Town. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and we post notices about all our new episodes from all of our shows. If you want to get in touch with us, send us a direct message or just email me directly at michael@weownthistown.net. So one of the accidental upsides of doing a special episode like the one we just did with Alex is that finding new music for this show becomes even easier because I've got a two-week view to look at. So without further ado, let's just dive into this absolutely phenomenal playlist. First one knocked my socks off. I hope it will knock yours off as well.
Abandon, 'cause that's the way you're
That was a brand new single from Heaven Honey, aka Jordan Gomes Koner. Apologies on mangling that name. Heaven Honey moved here from Bloomington, Indiana not too long ago and has quickly established herself as someone to keep aware of. This track is available digitally now, but will be part of a forthcoming 7-inch put out by Cold Lunch Recordings and To Go Records. Two of our favorites here. It's a fantastic track. I love those guitars, the pounding drums, and all of those bonkers subtle flourishes happening underneath the vocals. There's a really great interview up on the Nashville Cream about the intent behind the song. In it, Heaven Honey explains that she likes to explore gender roles, feminism, masculinity, and the imbalance of power between it all. She's clear that she doesn't have all the answers, but obviously it's a powerful explanation that's happening. Great song. Really go back and listen to those lyrics. I'm really into this song, and I'm really looking forward to whatever the B-side is for the 7-inch. Heaven Honey will play at the East Room on Friday, March 6th with Heinous Orca, Thelma and the Sleaze, and 16 Jackies, so don't miss it. Attend. Do attend. Go to the show. All right. Next track. Here we go. Tristan with Can't Walk That Back, a brand new single with an interesting backstory. Actually, it has a double interesting backstory. The song itself comes from the Song Confessional podcast, a show out of NPR affiliate KUTX that travels around the country recording confessions from anonymous people and then presents those to a musician and has them spin that into a new song. The confession itself that inspired this song is, well, I won't ruin it for you. I'll link the episode in the details so you can listen to it yourself, but just let me tell you that it involves a youthful loss of innocence and Sesame Street. It's a pretty fantastic concept, and the song clearly stands on its own, but once you know the confession, it really ties extremely well into that. It's wonderful, particularly knowing the backstory, which I really should tell you what the backstory is, but then I wouldn't be driving traffic to this KUTX show that, you know, honestly, they did a great job. They should get the traffic. Anyway, I'm always happy to hear New Tristan and particularly intrigued to hear New Tristan when it has such an interesting backstory to the song itself. Streaming on all the things, along with the podcast that I mentioned, it's linked in the episode details. Check it out. It's great. There's a little bit of mystery here. Admittedly, I'm not giving you all the details, but I think that's part of the fun. It's a great song. You enjoyed the song. Go learn the backstory by listening to the other podcast. All right, let's keep going.
Thank you.
That was Lucy from Soccer Mommy, aka Sophie Allison, off her recently released album Color Theory. This track was actually released as a single back in September of 2019, but without mention of it being part of this whole new album. Then in January of this year, 2020, Color Theory was announced, and I've been curiously awaiting the full release. And here it is. The quick blurb for this album is pretty interesting, so I'll just read it. Quote, confronting the ongoing mental health and familial trials that have plagued Allison since prepubescence, Color Theory explores three central themes. Blue, representing sadness and depression. Yellow, symbolizing physical and emotional illness. And finally, gray, representing darkness, emptiness, and loss. End quote. It goes on to explain that the recording was done here in Nashville at Alex the Great and features the live version of the Soccer Mommy band on all of the recordings for the first time. It's a pretty fantastic combo, in my opinion. Heavy, personal subject matter, and a new approach. I mean, clearly it works. As I said, that's some pretty heavy personal subject matter, and I really applaud anyone willing to take that on and put it on record. I'm just fascinated by this record and diving a little bit more into it. The cover art is really fascinating. It kind of looks like an old video game cover. It says multimedia cartridge, one or two players at once, and then it's got a bunch of like 8-bit style text on it. Kind of interesting. Not really the style and look that I would expect from an album this personal and done in this style, but it's just adds to the intrigue. I haven't listened to the full record completely from top to bottom yet. Clearly there are three movements involved here, so I really need to wrap my brain around it, but from what I've heard so far, it's great and definitely well worth a listen in full. So go do that. It's streaming everywhere. The band is on tour everywhere, so I do recommend going to see them as well. They will play Cannery Ballroom on May 9th, 2020, here in Nashville. Whew. Great stuff. All right, let's go on to the next track.
Yeah.
Enemy I Know from Friendship Commanders off their forthcoming EP, Hold On To Yourself, set for release on April 3rd, 2020. It's worth noting up front that this entire EP is, quote, dedicated to anyone who is living with or has lived with abuse. In solidarity, hold on to yourself. I don't think that context is necessary to really appreciate the sentiment of this song and the lyrics, but it certainly helps to confirm it. The narrator of the song is clearly singing to a partner in an abusive relationship with kind of a mixture of pleading and triumphant denial. Sadly, it's probably a position far too many people are familiar with, but hopefully tracks like this can provide a glimmer of hope that you don't need to stay in such a position. I understand that's easier said than done, but hopefully Friendship Commanders is providing a bit of a glimmer of the kind of opportunity that can be taken to get out of that situation. Overall, it's a great song, nice big riffs, anthemic chorus, and obviously a hell of a message. I'm really looking forward to hearing more from this EP when it's released in early April. The band is on tour, playing Little Harpeth Brewing on April 4th here in Nashville, and then a ton of other places around the country beyond that. Check out their Bandcamp that's linked on the episode details for a full list of shows, but also just circle April 4th at Little Harpeth Brewing for your own personal calendar. All right, next up.
Every song should start that way.
Bottom, where she plays with the pain.
That was Karate Block's brand new single, Heavy Load, from their forthcoming EP, The Bleeds, due out in March. We featured the band previously with a song called Speaking Tongues back in April of 2019. So it's been a while since we've heard from them, and it's interesting that this song is a lot more languid and breezy than that previous one, but that's not a complaint. I think it's a nice sign that we really don't know what to expect from the EP when it's released. Will it be more horn-heavy and summery, like this track? Or will it feature a bit more explosive rock and roll energy, like the previous one? There's some swirling feedback in this song that kind of hints at the latter rather than the former, but there's really no way to know, aside from just listening to the damn thing when it comes out in March. I don't have much more to say about it than that, because I've only heard this one song, but I do know that the band plays the 5 spot on March 19th, 2020, with Sweet Fever, to celebrate the release. So put that on your calendar, and keep your eye on weownthistown.net, as we'll be likely giving it a listen ourselves, and ideally, writing up a little review. Okay. Let's hear something a little darker.
Well, dinosaur is the sun was going down. He had 5 minutes left on a shift in the underground. She was brilliant, bright, the visual light. She was a subterranean dream come to take him away from the night. But first he's got
from Jimmy Who and the Night Creatures off their recently released Tinker's Blues EP. I don't know about you, but I'm really into this satisfying blend of theatrics, a bit of Western flair, and a bit of surf rock all thrown in together. If I didn't know better, I'd make some comparison to the likes of Jason and the Scorchers and their specific genre of cowpunk, but I will refrain. The band actually emailed me to let me know that this was coming out and noted, this is the best, quote, "Some drunk lady said we sound like the Doors meet the B-52s, but she was drunk." I don't know if that is accurate, but I'm going to stick with it. The Doors meets the B-52s. Hell of a combination there. The band's Instagram notes that this song is, quote, "a song about, by, and for dinosaurs." How often do you hear rockabilly songs about paleontology? I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably never, but Jimmy Who and the Night Creatures are delivering. If you're looking for rockabilly songs about paleontology, Jimmy Who and the Night Creatures are delivering. I'm happy to have this come across my desk. I'm really glad they reached out, and I'm really looking forward to digging into the full release. It came out on Leap Day, so I haven't really had time to listen to the whole thing yet, but it is linked in the episode details. It's coming to all the streaming services momentarily. By the time you hear this, it's probably already there, but I'm going to check it out, and I'm looking forward to it. Cool. Thank you all for sending that in. The Doors meets the B-52s. Whew. All right, here's another one. That was Muggs, M-U-G-G-S, with Punk Muggs Celebrate, the last track off their recently released EP, and I gotta say, a pretty epic piece of work for a 3-minute song. I just happened upon this release on Bandcamp, but in reading the About This Record, my memory was jogged. This little bit that says, quote, "A fossil of the remains of Uko Studios and the collective songwriting brainchild of Eric Maynard and Mark Mahan." Really switched a little light on in my tiny little brain. If you recall from the Joni interview episode back on volume 180, he mentioned that he had been working on this record, and lo and behold, here it is. To be fair, the credits for the record do mention his name, so that also helped in lighting that old bulb. I gave this a cursory listen, and of the four songs, this was the most immediately gripping to me, but the record finds a really nice balance between these kinds of big rock songs and some gentler numbers, a good half and half split between the four songs. Give yourself 15 minutes to listen to the whole thing and pay a little tribute to Uko Studios, the belated Uko Studios over in Berry Hill, which is quickly becoming multiple condo units. Sad, but at least it produced something as enjoyable as Muggs. amongst all the other things it produced. All right, I'm going to round out the show with some familiar names, at least familiar to me, and hopefully if you're a regular listener, familiar to you. So here's the first of two. Wildfire from Shell of a Shell off their recently released album, Away Team. We played Shell of a Shell somewhat recently, back on volume 182 when this album was announced, but now that the record is out, it's an appropriate moment to remind you that it exists and should be enjoyed in its entirety. I did mention back on volume 182 that there was some comparison to the Dismemberment Plan with the first single, and now that I've heard the whole record, I can absolutely confirm that. That is not to say that this record sounds like a derivative piece of work in any way, but if we were writing up a recommended if you like, this would be very apt. Away Team is angular and math rocky, but it's also emotionally authentic. It's wearing its heart on its sleeve, but not for the purposes of drama. It's really legit. It's a great record, and if you've ever been a fan of anything from Discord Records, their more arty set of releases, this is definitely for you. It's bonkers that this is a record coming out of Nashville. Please give it a full listen. Appreciate it. Go follow Shell of a Shell on all of their things. Keep up with them. It'll be worth your time. Okay, I'm really pushing the envelope on the number of songs in this episode, but I was recently made aware of this collaborative track, and I just had to share it. Hopefully you enjoy it as much as I do. Yeah. That was Dates from R. Stevie Moore featuring Dave Gregory, the Dave Gregory of the band XTC. If you're even a mild fan of XTC, you likely notice that the song starts off with the exact same drums from Making Plans for Nigel, a very nice nod to their collaboration. There are approximately 1 billion releases from R. Stevie Moore, so I shouldn't be surprised that he's collaborated with just about everyone under the sun, but I have to admit I was taken aback by this one. I did a little more digging on the track, and it seems that this song was recorded in April of 1999. It was released on an album originally called Love Compartment in 2000, and was actually written in 1973. All of the instruments and background vocals are Dave Gregory, the lead vocals, fuzz guitar, and hand claps are R. Stevie Moore, and there's even a little bit of additional collaboration from longtime engineer Billy Anderson there at the end. Generally, I don't dive into such specifics on who did what on a song, but I love that this exists, and I'm gushing. I'm just a diehard fan of XTC, and it's nice to see that R. Stevie Moore collaborated with Dave Gregory and also put the Making Plans for Nigel drums in. This is a big deal to me and only me, but that's okay because it's my show. Okay. There's a great video of the recording. I'll link it in the episode detail page. Thank you for listening to me rattle on about that. Appreciate it. But for now, that's it. That's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. There was actually a bunch more that I wanted to play, but I just didn't have time to get to it. I'll do my best to get proper reviews on the We Own This Town site, but please seek out more music from all of these artists included in this episode, as well as Ryoki Sinner, Ivan, PK Waves. It's a long list. We're getting into the spring season where there is tons more music coming out at a much faster pace, and I am very ready for it. I'm excited. Find us at weownthistown.net or at weownthistown on all the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can email me whatever you'd like to email me at michael@weownthistown.net. I'll probably respond. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a moment, tell a friend about this show. I'd really appreciate it. All right. Bye.